lunar solar power. Explain that one.
Well, when we know that getting things to orbit is too costly, then we look at for a stable platform for our solar panels up there. And the moon is that stable platform. The moon, the surface of the moon, the regolith again, has everything you need to build solar panels. In other words, it's 40% oxygen by weight. It has iron, titanium, silicon, the noble gases, everything you need to do to build solar panels, build microwave repeaters, and...
And you and think it would be reasonable to microwave that power back from the moon to Earth? Would it be economically feasible, technically feasible, and then economically feasible?
Yes. In fact, there's a very intelligent scientist, David Criswell, at the University of Houston, who's been working on the problem for the last 20 years or so, has done all the engineering data and has come up with a very compelling paper, which is included both on my site and in the DVD.
All right. And you're making the case, what, that solar power in orbit, in the long run is not economically nor scientifically feasible because things would hit it. The amount of junk after a while that we'd have up there would be overwhelming to the point that it would make it not practical.
Well, it's one concern. Now, there's ways around it, a space junk man, space vacuum cleaner, something to keep cleaning it up.
Yes.
But it would be continually degrading. But the main problem is, the cost to orbit at $10,000 a kilo. That's coming down, but only as private enterprise gets into it, like Elon Musk and his rocket and Rutan and their ways to try to get into orbit. The space elevator may be the answer.
Yes. You want to go ahead and explain that concept?
Okay. It's like if you spin a ball around your head, it's held taut because of centrifugal force.
Right.
The same thing. A Russian, Tsiolkovsky, came up with this idea in 1885 or so. And then Art Sutinov did, and then Arthur C. Clarke wrote Fountains of Paradise with this idea in mind. You need something that's 50 times stronger than steel in linear strength.
That would come from the nano
carbon
world.
Nanotubes,
yes.
Buckyballs expressed as long carbon tubes put together in a ribbon, and then you send a mechanical climber up and down, adding more ribbons as you go until you can... Now, mechanically, you're sending things into space, so you're not taking a big tank full of fuel, and you're getting power from the ground by hitting it with lasers that are transformed into kinetic energy and drive the mechanical shuttles up and down the elevator.
Huh.
So using this, you can bring cost orbit down to something closer to $100 a kilo to orbit. Now things start getting doable as far as putting a lot of stuff up into space, including people.
Very doable. I love the idea of a space elevator or, a freight elevator in essence.
Right.
To take things up at a very inexpensive price. But how realistic is it? I've interviewed people in the nano world, and they seem to really feel that not only is it possible, but it's in the near term that we could come up with this substance in the near term.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Yeah. Brad Edwards is a friend of mine. He's working on it. He's raising money for it right now. He's got a company called Carbon Designs. They've been doing the work. They've been, I think they have carbon nanotubes maybe feet long at this point. The problem is you need 62,000
I know.
Miles.
But even if they're out to feet, that's, from the nano world, pretty big jump. This would be an elevator, folks, right from the ground. I assume, Chip, that it would probably be at the equator. Would it be?
Yes. The equator gives you the proper area. Where they're looking at is right by that earthquake they just had. They're looking at the sea. Off the west coast of South America, because that's the place with the fewest storms and has the best weather. It would be at sea so they could move it around in case of storms, anchored to something akin to a giant oil platform that floats and moves.
But this would be a true Jack and the Beanstalk kind of actual physical elevator all the way through the atmosphere to the other side, all the way up potentially to geosync locations
and
beyond.
Yeah, and in fact, one of the things you could do is not stop and just let it fling you out to the moon or any other body at great speed and low cost. So you would send you'd send first of all rockets up to geosynchronous, and then you would reel it out using a counterweight.
Okay, so this elevator would be built from geosynchronous, 22,300 miles or so up, and it would be built down to the Earth, dropping through the atmosphere, dropping through whatever storms might be there, and eventually touching ground.
Being anchored, and then using lasers to power these mechanical devices up and down, adding more layers to it to make it stronger, and sending massive amounts of material up, and bringing things back. In other words, now we spend a lot of money. Once a satellite runs out of fuel, it's useless. It's space junk. We have to send another one up.
Correct.
Well, you could go up, grab them, bring them back down, fix them, fill them up with fuel, send them back up again. It would save a lot of money.
The whole concept is so incredible and so science fiction-y, and yet from everything I can discern, talking to the scientists, it really is possible. It's a total mind blower, but it's cool to think about, Chip. It really is.
Yeah.
When do you suppose, if you were to just take a guess as a science fiction guy, a number of years before we might actually begin such a project?
Well, it depends how defined begin, because it has begun.
All right.
There are serious people working on it.
Sure, I'll set one up for you. We have a real crisis. Since we don't do anything until we have a crisis, we suddenly have a real crisis. The price of gasoline goes unbelievably high, makes $70 a gallon look like, or a barrel look like nothing.
Right.
So then we do something. That's how we operate.
Right.
So let's say we devoted a Manhattan-style project mentality to this.
Mm-hmm.
How quick could we do it?
The moon or the space elevator?
The space elevator.
It would be just a guess for me. I would say within 10 years,